With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After bulking up as it roared across the Gulf of Mexico, Hurricane Beryl slammed into the central Texas Gulf Coast this morning. The Cat 1 storm making landfall near Matagorda, about 80 miles southwest of Houston. Ahead of the storm's landing, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo warned KTRK-TV of widespread disruptions.
A hurricane is coming our way, and with that come major threats and uncertainties, not just for Harris County, but for the entire region. We're talking about a hurricane over 200 miles across. The next 24 hours are going to be rough for Harris County.
And the hurricane made things rough for the Caribbean, including Jamaica, where Beryl struck late last week. Virtually the only help for devastated island communities is coming from the Christian nonprofit relief agency Food for the Poor. The organization was founded in Jamaica, and Sadella Marley, daughter of Jamaican reggae legend Bob Marley, is giving its relief efforts a thumbs up.
We're talking about what's happening in Jamaica. How can I help? I'm a big fan of Food for the Poor. I remember a long, long time ago from high school, father, whole long days. I mean, like, I've been just growing up and going to Catholic school. I know about Food for the Poor, you know what I mean? And I'm just hoping that together we can really make something different happen.
Listeners wishing to assist Food for the Poor's emergency efforts in Jamaica can text the word Jamaica to 51555 for a donation link. Also at SRNNews.com, Boeing will pay another $243 million in fines if a judge approves a deal under which Boeing will plead guilty to a charge of criminal fraud. This stems from two deadly 737 MAX jetliner crashes. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 5 points higher. This is SRN News. Israel has no chief rabbi.
For the first time in about 100 years, the Jewish state is without an occupant of one of its most important offices. David Lau and Yitzhak Yosef, who are both serving jointly, have ended their 10-year terms, and there's no agreement on who is going to replace them. The office of chief rabbi has become a point of contention in Israel, and the 150-member Council of Rabbis and Public Officials that have to select a replacement just can't seem to agree on the next one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With the November elections looming, a pair of conservative Christian organizations joining forces to try and mobilize believers. The Family Policy Alliance Foundation and Christians Engage are coming together in an effort to sign up 1 million Christians to engage in the elections at all levels. They will also encourage believers to be in prayer for the candidates and the nation right up until Election Day. This is SRN News. Vice President Harris's husband has COVID.
Doug Emhoff has tested positive for the coronavirus. The office of Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff says he was experiencing mild symptoms and tested positive for COVID-19. That, as his wife, Vice President Kamala Harris, was addressing voters at the Essence Festival in New Orleans Saturday.
This is probably the most significant election of our lifetime.
Emhoff's office says he's staying away from others at home and working remotely. The vice president was tested this weekend as a precaution and was negative. She's expected to campaign Tuesday in Las Vegas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
France facing the very real possibility of political paralysis following parliamentary elections. Political upheaval, including demonstrations in the streets just weeks before Paris, will be hosting the Olympics. More details, SRNNews.com.